On Monday, CBS made the historic announcement that beginning June 1st, Dan Rather will be sharing the anchor desk with Connie Chung. Chung is only the second woman ever to be a TV network news anchor. Barbara Walters briefly anchored ABC News in the 70s. Chung's appointment, according to network executives, is an attempt to change the dynamic of the all-male network evening newscasts. But commentator Maureen Corrigan says that the new news looks a lot like the old news to her.
If you didn't know better, you would have thought the photo in yesterday's New York Times was of a mature, just married couple. The camera caught him, jowls a-tremble, planting a big wet smooch on her cheek. She looked radiant in her pastel suit. In the front page story the Washington Post ran, even the headline read like a wedding announcement. CBS pairs Chung with Dan Rather. Who cares about Charles and Di? Finally, we Americans have an arranged royal marriage of our own that we can obsess over every weekday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The union of Chung and Rather is major news because of the symbolic role our network anchors play. Presidents come and go, but most anchors carry on for decades, conducting the nightly ritual of explaining the world to America and America to itself. Never mind that in the 1950s, Walter Cronkite hosted a cheesy game show called It's News to Me. Once he became an anchor, he became a demigod. With few exceptions, the post has been held by lone white males. So the anointing of Chung signals the country's readiness for an updated self-image, one that's more ethnically diverse, less sexist. We know this is true because the anchors have already told us so. Reformed macho man, Rather, confessed it was time to share. And Chung thanks CBS executives' wives for raising their husbands' consciousness. But I suspect that what's being touted as a feminist partnership is nothing but the same old, same old. Rather praised his new co-anchor by saying, quote, Connie is Miss Congeniality. Imagine McNeil saying that about Lair. Rather still gets top billing, he'll still make a million more than Chung, and he plans to globetrot while Chung keeps house behind the anchor desk. To me, the joining of Chung and Rather is motivated not so much by progressive social ideals as by the network's need to normalize Dan Rather by linking him with a likable, beautiful woman. If you've caught that classic Marlene Dietrich movie, The Scarlet Empress, currently running on cable, you know this is a centuries-old strategy. Dietrich plays the teenaged Catherine the Great, who's married off to the insane heir to the Russian throne in order to save the monarchy. Likewise, CBS's regal stature has been shaken by Dan's outbreaks of oddness. His claim in 1986 that he was mugged by a man chanting, Kenneth, what's the frequency? And his walkout just before a broadcast in 1987. And last year, I and other Dan fans observed an on-air Humbert Humbert flirtation with young health reporter Edie Magnus. Forget wild palms. The CBS Evening News has to be the strangest show around. The early signs are not good that the union with Chung will straighten Dan out. On Monday, he excitedly told reporters that CBS will be offering the new news, more modern, more exciting, and more relevant. Whatever happened to the quaint equation of the news with the facts? And why, to borrow comedian Tracy Ullman's insight into the royal family, do we pay these people, these mere news readers, so much just to be better than us? As we await the debut of The New News, I've got one word of advice for Connie Chung. Courage.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.